biotech stocks are one of the market's hottest sectors, capable of rising dramatically on good news and cratering on bad.
Bad news, Captain. We've only got one bullet.
What's the good news?
We've got one bullet.
Kyle Dennis and his colleagues at Biotech Breakouts are always on the lookout for catalysts that could make a stock move.
Don't blink. They are fast, faster than you could believe.
And now they join us to discuss one issue that's got the right look.
This is a perfect example of why you're in management and I'm not.
It's now on Moneyline.
Yes, it's Biotech Breakout of the Week time, and I'm very pleased to have Kyle Dennis joining me now. He is co-founder and director of Biotech Breakouts. It's biotechbreakouts.com. And by the way, it's not, hey, I've only got one bullet. He's got lots of bullets because in the biotech world, he's always looking at various catalysts and things that are going to make stocks break out. So if you want to learn more about how it works, biotechbreakouts.com. Kyle's on Twitter. He's at Kyle W. Dennis. And of course, biotechbreakouts.com is part of the Raging Bull system. For more information there, ragingbull.com, on Twitter at Raging Bull. Kyle Dennis, welcome back to Money Life.
Thanks for having me.
Your biotech breakout of the week is...
Cidara Therapeutics.
Cidara Therapeutics. Its ticker symbol CDTX. And what makes this one stand out to you right now?
So as you know, I really love catalyst events and biotechs with catalyst events. This particular one is an antibiotic company, which I also really like. They have a trial coming up, a phase 2 trial, for a drug that they have called CD101, and it's for candidemia. And that trial readout is going to come in the fourth quarter of 2017, so somewhere between October and the end of the year. And so I start to like to try to pick up on this news event and trade it ahead of time. So it's right in the range where I might want to start trading it here soon. They have a pipeline of some other antibiotic drugs and a very experienced management team, which is quite honestly pretty rare in the biotech space, especially in the small cap one. They have a CEO. His name is Jeffrey Stein. This guy was involved with a company I used to play back in the day called Trius Therapeutics, another antibiotic company. He got that one all the way through phase 3, and they actually got bought out by a larger antibiotic company. So this guy's the CEO of Cidara, which also gives me confidence in this company ahead of their catalyst event.
You talk about liking antibiotics companies, et cetera. And my sense in talking to you is that you're not a big fan of, say, some of the cancer companies. The companies, they're not cancer companies. They're companies looking for cancer drugs, I should say. But I would think that the bigger the disease, the more headlined the disease, the more a catalyst triggers a potential breakout. So explain to my audience why you really like the antibiotic companies.
I really do like the antibiotic companies because a lot of the antibiotics on the market today are actually becoming less and less effective. What happens is a particular bacteria or virus adapts, and then the current treatments no longer work as well. So what happens with the antibiotic companies is they can come up with a new class of antibiotic that works just like the old one used to, and they have a brand new drug, and all you have to do is just prove that it works as well and that it's safe. So in terms of cancer companies, that's a lot harder to do versus antibiotic companies have a much higher rate of actual successful clinical trials, which means for traders and investors out there, a lot of times people like to get involved with those ahead of time. And so you actually do see a very good and nice run up into those events.
So when we're talking about Cidara Therapeutics, CDTX, you've got a catalyst event coming. The stock is currently trading a little bit below $7 a share. So how are you going to play this and over what kind of time frame?
So what I would like to do, I always like to try to buy stocks on little pullbacks. The biotech index has been doing very well of late. So I tend to think we're just going to get a little slight pullback, and that tends to have a little bit of a effect on these types of companies as well. And so when it pulls back, maybe to the lower $6 per share, I'll look to start averaging into a position, and then I would hold it for about a month ahead of that catalyst event that's coming up.
How close will you get to the catalyst event?
Well, this one's in the fourth quarter, so that means it can start up on October 1st. I usually like to be out by the end of September. That way there's little to no risk in that data coming out. But with something like an antibiotic company, which has a higher rate of success, somewhere even in early October, if things are really going well, I might take a little bit of a risk.
And how often does a company like this wind up going from, hey, we've got data coming out in the fourth quarter, to ultimately saying, by the way, that date, it's, you know, going to wind up being November the 15th or something?
That's actually pretty often something like that will happen, and the company will give a specific date. And for us catalyst traders, that is just fantastic because that lets us pay our risk much better. And also it encourages other folks that want to get involved with the catalyst date to go ahead and buy the stock, which of course causes the price to go up. So the specific date is a definite benefit for not only antibiotic companies, but all biotech companies that I take a look at.
So you're not in Sidara yet. You're looking to get in. What will your stop loss be on the stock?
About $5.50. I think this one can trend up to $10 a share over the next 4 to 6 weeks. And that puts me at a pretty nice risk-to-reward ratio. I never like to put too much of my portfolio into any one biotech because you never know what's going to happen. So I will put about a 10% portfolio allocation for my riskier asset class into that particular name.
It's Sidara Therapeutics, ticker symbol CDTX, the biotech breakout of the week from Kyle Dennis, the founder and editor and director at biotechbreakouts.com. Again, a buy point in the low to mid sixes, short-term hold, swing trade of a few weeks to a little bit more than that, depending on that catalyst, and then stop in the 550 range. Kyle, thanks so much for joining me. Look forward to chatting with you again soon.
Thanks again, Chuck.
Kyle Dennis, everybody. Again, for more information, go to biotechbreakouts.com and follow Kyle on Twitter. He's at Kyle W. Dennis. It's all part of the Raging Bull system. And to get more, make sure you don't miss Kyle's stories there. RagingBull.com on Twitter at Raging Bull. Okay, we're heading for home on the Tuesday, September 5th edition of Money Life. Up next, Mark Fleming, the chief economist from First American, will be here. We'll be talking about how Hurricane Harvey is going to have lingering effects on the housing market and more when we return right after this message. Stay tuned.